City Radio.
Ready? All right. Okay. Let's go.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bevan. We're going to get today's show started with those unknowns. Those Unknown on Pogo City Radio. Now, see, that's one of the albums that I've been listening to like crazy this week. There's always an album or two that I just listen to endlessly all day at work every week. And that was this one this week. And I was also playing a lot of four bands from New Jersey that will change everything. With the Outsiders, the Jacks, Head Wounds, and the Hudson Falcons. Yeah, so those are the two records I've been spinning like a motherfucker at work this week. But anyway, thanks for hanging out with us on Pogo City Radio. Andrew up here all by his lonesome. Now, we still haven't made it out to the Where Were You in 1995 show, but by the time this episode is published, we will already have been there. We are leaving in just under 5 hours, meeting up on South Street and then headed out to the Kung Fu Necktie for Submachine, Blank 77, Violent Society, the Parasitics, and Atomic Cretins. So, yeah, hope you guys had fun at that, considering it already happened. I'm sure I did, of course. Of course, that's all that really matters, how much fun I have, how much enjoyment I get. Now, one thing I'm not getting too much enjoyment out of lately is my one fucking computer that is like my jukebox, if you will, my main source of music for Pogo City Radio has just been running like a piece of shit. Example, I was supposed to be up here an hour and a half ago at 5:30 a.m. It's 7:09 a.m. and we have 5 minutes recorded. Andrew a little pissed off, but we'll keep doing this till the end, just like Los Angeles Monster Squad. All right, that was Monster Squad. I had a couple chances to catch them guys. They were a lot of fun, sound awesome live. They had a really good recorded sound as well. You know, they had some talent, the musicians did. Great drummer too, enjoyed listening to those guys. Now, one band I've always enjoyed listening to since before I could crawl is a little band called The Ramones.
Gobble.
All right, now we're going to get to, I think it's funny, right? People are like, oh, some bands are okay if all their songs sound the same. Other bands are terrible if all their songs sound the same. Here's the thing with the Ramones. All their songs don't sound the same. That's always the first example someone goes to when they talk about music sounding the same. The Ramones. I'm sorry. No, it doesn't. Maybe the first three albums, which I love, by the way. Maybe Ramones, Leave Home, Rocket to Russia, all the Tommy albums. Yeah, they have a similar sound. That's generally what bands do. And but then, I mean, come on. You guys, once they change over to fucking Marky, are you guys going to tell me that the fucking, I forget who plays drums on End of the Century, I think it's Marky, but Road to Ruin is definitely Marky, and I gotta be honest, that is my least favorite Ramones album. That album sounds nothing, Questioning, whatever the fuck that song is, awful, sorry, awful song. That does not sound like every other Ramones song. I know it's a cover, Baby I Love You does not sound like every other Ramones song. You know, I mean, Howlin' at the Moon, the entire Too Tough to Die album, the entire Animal Boy album. You're gonna tell me there's another song by the Ramones that sounds like somebody put something in my drink? Get the fuck out of here. And you know what? Let's get to the most random, mean, abrupt Ramones song ever made, sang by Dee Dee, and it definitely don't sound like the rest. Here's motherfucking Warthog on Pogo City Radio.
What? Right.
All right, that was the motherfucking Ramones, and all their songs do not sound the same, and the ones that sound the same all sound fucking awesome, so get it straight. All right, now, I'm looking for a particular track here, and I cannot find it, and it's pissing me off, because I really want to hear it, so I'm going to hope that I find this shit before I blow a goddamn gasket. Alright, so I guess we're going to have to find another track first, because, you know, my computer just wants to be a piece of garbage, a piece of shit. But let's see if we could get it to play the Showcase Showdown with Duty Free. All right, that was the Showcase Showdown. Now, just before that, I was looking for a track, and I kept on looking for 1981. But, you know, it wasn't my computer's fault this time.
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Not this, damn.
I may have f***ed up here.
That's what I was going for. That's what I was going for.
I may have f***ed up here.
So I guess we'll need to hit it twice. But the track I was actually looking for is not called 1981. It's called Remember 81, and it's by Evil Conduct. And here it is. Now.
Town on your stereo, kids of the 80s.
Evil Conduct on Pogo City Radio. Now, the reason why I wanted to play some Evil Conduct, first of all, I like them a lot. Second of all, there's another band. Plenty of people say all their songs sound the same. And you know what? A lot of them do sound alike, but it's fucking awesome, and who cares? Sorry, I like them. Like them. Sorry. Sorry. I mean, I know it's not punk rock, but think about AC/DC. How many millions of people love AC/DC? That band has like two songs that they have re-recorded 57 times. Do you know what I'm saying? And on top of that, that band overcame a singer change, which, I'm sorry, musicians, is the hardest thing for a band to overcome, because whether you like it or not, like, I'm a football fan, people look at the quarterback first. In bands, people think of the singer a lot of the times. The guitar player is like the big money wide receiver, the Odell Beckham or Antonio Brown, you know what I mean? The drummer and the bass player, the drummer is like the offensive line. I guess the bass player could be defense or something, I don't know. But, I mean, AC/DC overcomes a singer change and still sounds the exact goddamn same. How the fuck do you do that? I remember being a kid and thinking, like, wow, if this guy ever died, they would never be able to replace him. And my dad being like, well, actually, they did, because he did die. And but yeah, you know that, though, right? Brian Johnson, the second singer, Von Scott, the first singer. Von Scott actually knew Brian Johnson and was familiar with his band. They were all friends. And he said to Angus and Malcolm, you know, if anything ever happens to me, that's who you got to get to fill my shoes, being Brian Johnson. And that's exactly what they did. Now, I had no, I did not plan on playing AC/DC today, but I guess I am. And I'm going to play some old school AC/DC. And with the first singer, I'm trying to type it out. That's why I'm talking so fucking slow. I'm looking for She's Got the Jack. Let's see if I can find She's Got the Jack. I'm getting kind of pissed off right now. Okay, here it is. And now you guys know it's time for that Pogo City
Wild Card, bitches!
That's right, the Pogo City Wild Card, where we play something a little off format. We're going to go back in time to 1976, go throw on High Voltage, and let's get to my favorite track, the third track, The Jack. Everybody knows this song's actually about the clap, right? Just change the words to She's Got the Clap. You'll see what I mean.
She gave me the king. She was wheeling and dealing, just doing her thing. She was holding a pair, but I had to try. Her deuce was wild, but my ace was high. But how was I to know that she'd been dealt with before? Said she'd never had a full house, but I should have known from the tattoo on her left leg and the garter on her right. She'd have the card to bring me down if she played it right.
She's got the jack. 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 Jack, 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 jack. She's got the jack.
Was her nature. Poker straight was a game. If she knew she could get ya, she played them fast and she played them hard. She could close her eyes and feel every card. She'd never had a royal flush, but I should have known that all the cards were coming from the bottom of the pack. And if I'd known what she was dealing out, I'd have dealt it back.
She's got the jack. She's got the jack. She's got the jack.
And who knows what else?
She's got the
deal. She gave me the jack. Hey, she's got the
jack.
She's got the
jack.
She's got the
jack.
Can you tell she's got the
jack?
She's got the jack.
She's got the jack.
You never.
Glad you liked the show. Glad you liked the show. Yeah, AC/DC, definitely one of those bands I grew up listening to. Like I always said, I mean, my parents always had the Ramones and the Clash on and stuff like that. But it was also AC/DC, Aerosmith, and Guns N' Roses. For sure, love me some motherfucking AC/DC. Been listening to that shit my entire life. That is definitely my favorite song, too. Love that fucking song. And it's funny, that's one of them that doesn't sound the exact same. But I love that song. I love it when he goes, and who knows what else? She's got the jack, and who knows what else? That's the best part. That's the best part. That and some of the solos. Some of the solos, because it's an AC/DC song, which means it has, like, three solos in it. Of course, of course. But, yeah, definitely, I'm pretty sure that's the longest song we've ever played in its entirety. It was close to about 6 minutes, almost. I usually try and stay away from them long songs, but I love me some She's Got the Jack. And I also love me some motherfucking Wretched Ones. But why don't we get, I feel like hearing a cover. Wretched Ones do a couple of covers. I think on Less Is More, they do. All right. So now, should we do the Wretched Ones cover in AC/DC? Because they cover AC/DC. It seems like we should do the Wretched Ones doing Live Wire on Pogo City Radio.
I'm as cool as a body on ice. I'm
All right, the Wretched Ones, and letting this one ring out. That was them doing AC/DC's Livewire, coming off Less Is More, the fourth album. Now, it seems like we've been getting a little darker, a little heavier, a little rock and roll, maybe some metal. So I think I gotta play a special song here, and I'm gonna dedicate it to Chad 77. Not Chad Blanks, but Chad 77. Some Motorhead, R-A-M-O-N-E-S. All right, that was Motorhead with R-A-M-O-N-E-S. We did one for Chad. Let's do one for Mike. And you guys can catch Blank 77 August 4th, Pogoing in the Park. Up here, we got the X-Ray Specs in the meantime. I'm a poser. That was the X-Ray Specs. Let's go with X. That seems simple enough.
Ha!
Alright, yeah. That was X with Los Angeles. Let's stick out in LA with the Germs, Lexicon Devil.
PogoCityRadio.com.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. That was the Germs. Now, I always talk about punk documentaries and stuff like that, and I usually put them on before we go to a show because, everybody, there'll be a group of people at my house. Everybody will be talking. They don't feel like listening to music. There'll be music in that, and it's people can tune in and tune out, and you don't really miss anything, and it's just... it's a good environment. So this week, I was actually, for the first time, watched a movie I wanted to watch for a couple of years, Looking for Johnny. And I can't think of the woman's name who made it, but she also wrote the In Cold Blood book and the book Looking for Johnny. Now, In Cold Blood, I had that when I was away one time for quite a while. And that book, it didn't go in as much depth with Johnny Thunders, the person, as I would have liked, right? And it kind of just talked about how they couldn't get the album mixed, the LAMF album. That's always the whole story with Johnny Thunders, just how they could not mix the album, and there's so many different versions, and that's why it didn't take off, and blah, 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 blah. But in this movie, in Looking for Johnny, they talk about that, but they really get into the life of Johnny Thunders and the families and the friends. Do you know what I mean? They get into details about the other bands, like Gang War, which I loved, with the Wayne Kramer, fucking MIA, and Little Bit of Whore. They get into the K-Sara, Sara stuff, and all of it. It's great. They definitely get into the drug problem. How are you gonna skip over that? And then, some of the conspiracy theories about his death or whatever. So why don't we get to some Johnny Thunders? You got to give me a second here to pull it up because I had something else queued up and I just started rambling about Johnny Thunders. And the reason why, too, was because I was thinking about the movie What We Do Is Secret, which is the actual, Hollywood Germs movie. Fucking, I can't think of what it's called. Not a documentary, an actual, movie. So you guys, that not all that great, gotta be honest, was extremely disappointed when I watched that a couple years ago. I think I might throw it on today anyway. But let me find some Johnny Thunders and Gang War. And let's see which one I come up with first, if we'll get Little Bit of Whore or MIA. Let's do MIA. I don't think we've ever played MIA, and I like that song a lot. So here's Johnny Thunders and Gang War with MIA.
She's gone, but she's gone.
All right, Johnny Thunders, M.I.A. on
Pogo City Radio.
Now, I told you guys that track also featured brother Wayne Kramer. So why don't we get to Wayne Kramer? Not with the MC5, but how about we go with, Gigi Allen? Let's do some Gigi Allen with Wayne Kramer. What was the name of this band? It was short-lived, like most of them. Oh, fuck. What was the actual name of this band? It's not the Jabbers. It's fucking, well, maybe they did it. I think they may have recorded it as the Jabbers, but they were playing as the Motor City Bad Boys. Gigi Allen and the Murder City Bad Boys. So this had members of the MC5 in it, the Motor City 5. Here's Gigi Allen and Occupation.
I've been looking at the ground, but I ain't getting any higher. I've been trying to find a way to set the world on fire. I've been living out my dreams, fulfilling lust and desire. But I got a heart of stone, I ain't ever been a crier.
Gigi Allen and the Motor City Bad Boys. Right there. Wayne Kramer. All right. That shit was awesome. I ain't gonna lie, that is one of my all-time favorite songs. I love that song, and it's definitely probably my favorite Gigi song, which, you know, is almost impossible. See, me, especially, I don't play that much Gigi. I think it's because I'm not a junkie anymore. Definitely used to listen to more Gigi when I was a junkie, but what the fuck? Oh, yeah, but no, I loved Gigi Allen, like, growing up, like, throughout the teen years and shit like that, and fucking, but it's so hard because, like, so many people don't know that song. I'm sorry, I love that song. Anytime I play the song, everybody's like, what fucking song is this? But, like, and then you compare it to the Scumfucks, to the Murder Junkies, they're completely different bands. They're completely different bands. There's songs I love by the Murder Junkies, even though that type of music as a whole isn't really what I'm into. I'm more into, like, the Jabbers and stuff like that, just music as a whole. But there's songs I love by all of them, but I'm definitely... when it comes to actual music, more into the early Gigi. I love that track. We actually used to start my football show, believe it or not, my NFL show, Voice of Bedlam, with Occupation, and we used to close it with I Wanna Be a Punk. So, yeah. So, hope you guys are enjoying the show. We got just a couple more minutes for you. Want to make sure that we... get this next band on right here. Some of my favorite chicks on the planet right here. Coming from Connecticut. I'm talking about the Damn Broads. And let's get to the title track of their latest release. Their 2017 release, Looks Do Kill. You guys can pick this up, Vicious Mistress Records. So let's check it out now. All right, that was the Damn Broads on
Pogo City.
Damn Broads on Pogo City Radio. Now, we wanted them to play Pogo in the Park, but they couldn't. They couldn't. Wish they could. Would have been fun. Also, we wanted, we were trying to have the Drugettes. They were part of the original lineup, but they'll actually be at Rebellion Fest. The August 4th, Pogo in the Park, that date was kind of like the only date there was. Originally, the way things were supposed to go down was we had a lineup, and I was going to get several dates, and we were going to find one that was going to work for all the bands. But when push came to shove, it was like, you can get August 4th or nothing. So we had to take August 4th, and some of the bands, like the Drugettes, won't be able to play then because they'll be at fucking Rebellion Fest in, like, London or somewhere in Europe. I don't fucking know. That show is ridiculous. They played it last year, too. So we got time for about two tracks. So since we just played the Damn Broads, and Taylor, by the way, making one of the many, many flyers that seem to be now coming, some of them with misinformation, nothing that important, maybe some wrong times on there or something, but many flyers been coming up for fucking Pogoing in the Park, and but the original one made by Taylor, and that was them, the Damn Broads. Let's get to the Drugettes, since they were originally going to be on the bill. And I feel like hearing some girl bands. All right, let's get No Apology. You guys should check out the video on YouTube. Pretty fucking cool. Here they are now. Drew Getz on Pogo City Radio. Yeah, Ginger actually made those pogo pins. If you have a pogo pin, it was probably made by Ginger, the drummer. So, yeah, we're about to get out of here. Let's remind you guys once again about Pogoing in the Park going down August 4th. Let me get the fucking flyer. Hopefully it's the one of them with the right information. Okay. Pogoing in the Park, presented by Pogo City Radio, August 4th, North Catasauqua Park, benefiting Alex's Lemonade Stand, a children's cancer, children's cancer charity. That's the word I couldn't think of. Charity. Wow.
I may have f***ed up here.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Okay, let's try this again. All right, the band's playing Blank 77, Crazy in the Brains, Angry Youth, Despised, South Class Veterans, Anti-Citizen, The Ice Cold Killers, Death Wish, Birdie, Skin Sect. Now, also, we might have, or we definitely have the Road Sodas, who I did not see. It's a pretty cool. They got the Road Sodas logo on, like, a 40 bottle in the bottom corner. I didn't even catch it at first. Cool, though. Cool. But, yeah, we also might have a secret little 11th set happening in there, short little set by a new band with some familiar faces. So we'll see if that happens. But once again, the lineup: Blank 77, Crazy in the Brains, Angry Youth, Despised, South Class Veterans, Anti-Citizen, The Ice Cold Killers, The Road Sodas, Death Wish, Birdie, and Skin Sect. This show is going to be rolling early. Get there 11, first band 11:30. Come early. Come early. You don't want to miss any of them. Skin Sect starting off the day. And from then on, you know, you guys, you're not going to want to miss Skin Sect either. But we're not letting you guys know the lineup. But I want you to know Skin Sect plays first, so you locals come out and support them. The rest of the lineup, not releasing the order. It's going to be awesome bands popping off throughout the whole day. So you better get there. We're also going to have raffles, 50-50s, all that good stuff. Kid-friendly environment. All the bands are going to be having a good time. Got a couple kegs for the bands, maybe a few bottles. All you other guys, BYO. But I know all the bands listen to the show, or at least they fucking better. All right. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. I've talked a little bit too long. Let's get out of here with another Connecticut band. We played the Damn Broads. Let's go back in time to the 90s scene. Let's do the Pissed with Street Punk. Me and my fucking mute buttons, man. Me and my fucking mute buttons.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Damn, I keep hitting the wrong fuck up button. Yo, it's early and I am a little baked. I'm not gonna lie. But let's get the fuck out of here. Here's the Pissed with Street Punk. Let's hope this works. You love it. If you don't, start your own motherfucking show. If you do love it, come on my fucking show. Send me your demos and shit. We'll play them. Here's the piss.
See all the kids going out tonight. Just to have some fun and no one's looking for a fight. We're greeted with hostility by everyone we meet. Just pass them off by with the kids on the street. You think that you may know us, or maybe know our type. But you can see me on the media, you don't believe the hype. Get hassled by the cops, you know it's not a fault. But when the law caters to the rich, it's time for an assault. Three bucks in the city, that's three bucks at the show. The kids are here, and the kids are pissed, and the kids are ready to go. There are some of us who care, and some don't give a shit. We've all got our problems, but we'll make the best of it. Gotta work together towards a common goal. Cause if we fight amongst ourselves, we'll soon be under their control. We really don't care about the color of your skin, or if you're gay or straight or boy or girl. We'd rather live within. You don't like our lifestyle, we'll tell you to go screw. We'll get by with what we got, we don't need anything from you. Three bucks in the city, that's three bucks at the show. The kids are here, and the kids are pissed. The kids are here, and the kids.